Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine is about the best of natural medicine, the best of high-tech medicine. We put those together for you each weekend. And our number is 877-726-8255. You can call that number during the show, or you can call 24/7 and you can record a question. This is a story that I kind of regret to have to do. But I really think it's incumbent upon me because I need to call it as I see it. I'm an equal opportunity critic of both the excesses of high-tech medicine as well as the foibles of my own field. My field is integrative medicine, natural medicine. And while I'm a partisan of that field, I'm a proponent of natural products. I'm usually a foe of regulatory agencies that seek to limit our freedom of access to supplements of our choice. That's been a theme on this program. But I got to say that there are some players out there who really offer a discredit to the field, which I seek to honestly portray. And I've talked about this in the past. I've talked about some of the supplement companies that aggressively market fruit and veggie pills that purport to have all kinds of marvelous health benefits and deliver all the benefits of eating a healthy diet in a pill. And recently, there was an article that appeared on Showbiz 411, which is by Roger Friedman. You know, he generally reviews movies and plays, and he talks about what's happening in the media, on radio, and so on. And this just is out the end of last month. Exclusive: FDA issued dire warning letter to major radio advertiser Balance of Nature. And in that story, Roger Friedman talks about a company that makes fruit and veggie pills. He says, particularly in New York, vitamin supplement Balance of Nature is a ubiquitous presence. The company blankets radio stations with short ads and really long ones, in fact, infomercials, leasing time for half-hour infomercials seemingly on every station. And I was really surprised to see the pervasiveness of this because I switch channels in an effort to avert commercials, and it just keeps coming up. He says basically this is snake oil. He says that The Balance of Nature is presented as a cure for many diseases and conditions, and indeed it is. And in a moment, I'm going to get into the nitty-gritty of a formal FDA complaint lodged against Balance of Nature this last summer of 2019. And in fact, I'm quoted in Roger Friedman's article because he found one of my reviews of these fruit and veggie pills. And he writes, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, a longtime radio doctor, says on his website, quote, research indicates that the benefits of whole fruits and vegetables cannot be distilled down into a pill. Many of the health effects may be mediated by the impact of substantial portions of healthy fibers and associated phytochemicals from real fresh fruits and vegetables on fostering a favorable intestinal microbiome, thus affecting metabolism, immunity, and even mood. I'm going to read to you some of this complaint by the FDA, and it's really disturbing. And I'm no big fan of the FDA. Friedman writes, by the way, the Balance of Nature products are expensive, of course, averaging around $50 a bottle. An apple, orange, and a banana cost around $3 at fruit vendors in Manhattan. In this complaint, the FDA writes to Douglas Howard, who's the chief executive officer of Balance of Nature, which is located in St. George, Utah. He writes, during an inspection, they went there. You know, the FDA inspectors were there. During the inspection, our investigator collected product labels and written material accompanying your products. In addition, we reviewed labeling on your firm's website at balanceofnature.com and on your YouTube channel. The inspection and our review of your product labeling revealed serious violations of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and applicable regulations. Examples of some of the labeling claims that provide evidence that your products are intended for use as drugs include a product pamphlet titled Quick Tips for Quick Relief. Which state, do you have an itchy, sore, or scratchy throat? Sprinkle the contents of 3 to 6 veggie capsules into a cup of warm broth, stir together, and drink. Also, keep a few extra fruit capsules in your pocket to chew on when you feel symptoms coming on. These two tricks will soothe your throat and ease coughing. When flu, cold, or allergy seasons come around, double up at the beginning and throughout the season. You'll be amazed at how fast you'll kick it. And, you know, I'd be surprised if Balance of Nature didn't make the claim that their product is effective versus the coronavirus. You know, these are medical claims. You know, this is not just take it and you'll feel good. These are specific medical conditions for which they say it's helpful. They also say that the products are recommended for diabetics. The labeling states that studies demonstrate that polyphenol compounds found in fiber and spice improve insulin sensitivity, leading to improved insulin function. Also claims about arthritis. Many of the phytochemicals found in fiber and spice have been shown to possess anti-inflammatory properties. Well, yeah, there may be a little bit of curcumin, but it's not standardized, you know, if there's some spice in there. But there's minimal amounts. It's not even clearly delineated how much is in there. Lowering cholesterol. They say that fiber and spice may reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering cholesterol. That's a medical claim, and the FDA doesn't like that. They also say by taking these supplements consistently, you'll begin to feel the positive effects of fiber consumption and its cholesterol-reducing properties. Well, you can't say that because, you know, there's Lipitor. That were, you know, demonstrably FDA-approved method of lowering cholesterol. Also, there's a lot of claims about MS, you know, dire medical conditions. There's a video. Marie explains her daughter's situation with MS and how Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies have helped her with the energy and strength to fight her condition. Another testimonial. Balance of Nature has helped Jana with her allergies. She no longer needs her asthma inhaler. Wow, it combats asthma. A video that says, now with the wheelbarrow fulls of real food that she gets with Balance, the contention is that you can distill down the benefits of eating lots, massive amounts of fruits and vegetables. You just take a few pills and you'll get it. This person hasn't had pneumonia in 5 years. Well, that's a medical condition. It's a medical claim. When we return, we're going to talk more about this specific FDA complaint against Balance of Nature. And I'm blowing the whistle on them because so many people, I feel, are taken in by their aggressive advertising that I think we need a counterweight to the propaganda that they're putting out there in their airwaves. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. One of the things that I'm doing during this hour is I'm talking about what I feel are some serious problems with the over-the-top claims being made for fruit and veggie pills, specifically from manufacturer Balance of Nature. And, you know, I posted this on Facebook and in social media, and I got a lot of comments, people thanking me, you know, saying, these ads drive me crazy. I always call them the snake oil ads. It hurts the reputation of fine, nutritionally sound supplements we take to keep healthy. It gives ammunition to the FDA to shut down the vitamin industry. And goodness knows, they've been trying for decades. And I hardly agree because, you know, these over-the-top players really besmirch the reputation of ethical manufacturers of good quality supplements. Another person writes, should be more publicity about this. Sad because so many people fall prey to this kind of advertising. Great that you're making it known. And I'm reading from, you know, the exact language of the FDA complaint, and you can access that. We'll post a link. A lot of claims about multiple sclerosis, a really serious medical condition, on their video page after maybe 3 years, this is a quote, I think that was the first time I had an MRI without any new active lesions while being on Balance of Nature. Wow, you know, it combats brain lesions. This one, how to stay healthy and physically active at 80 years old. And, you know, another aspect of this is a lot of people who are older listen to radio. Kids don't listen to radio, but a lot of older people listen to AM radio with all the commercials, and they, you know, they're used to that. They're legacy listeners. And I think that this company specifically targets older listeners. So this is a testimonial for somebody who's 80 years old. I've had some health issues. I've had pneumonia. I can't even tell you how many times. I did not even have a bad cold this whole last winter. And I think that's due to my being very diligent taking my Balance of Nature. This person went from all this asthma medication to none, no more asthma symptoms. This person had melanoma and now is fine. But here's the problem. I mean, let's say the stuff is good stuff. They're just making over-the-top claims. They can fix that, you know, pull back on their claims, and, you know, they'll be in compliance. The problem is quality control. The FDA, on visiting the manufacturing facility, spotted some really serious production issues with whole food veggies and whole food fruits and whole food fiber and spice. They say even if the labeling of these products did not have therapeutic claims that made them unapproved new drugs, the products would be adulterated because the products have been prepared, packed, or held under conditions that do not meet the CGMP, current good manufacturing practice requirements for dietary supplements. In other words, quality control is an issue. They say, to balance of nature, this is written to Douglas Howard, the CEO or the chief honcho there, you failed to implement a system of production process controls to ensure the quality of the dietary supplement and that the dietary supplement is packaged and labeled as specified in the master manufacturing record. Specifically, you've not established and implemented a system of production and process controls, which is a big no-no. Additionally, apparently they outsource obtaining the materials for this. Management stated that your firm distributes proprietary dietary supplement products under your brand names, and that these dietary supplement products are manufactured for your firm by a contract manufacturer. Although firm may contract out certain dietary supplement manufacturing operations, it cannot contract out its ultimate responsibility to ensure that the dietary supplement places into commerce is not adulterated. Thus, a firm that contracts out some or all of its operations must establish a system of production and process controls to ensure the quality of the dietary supplement, that the dietary supplement is packaged and labeled as specified. And then they go through all the violations of, you know, quality control. Specifically, you do not have written procedures for responsibilities of the quality control operations. You do not document any of the required quality control operations. And you fail to establish and follow written procedures to fulfill the requirements related to product complaints. Specifically, you do not have any written procedures for product complaints. So if somebody has a problem, they get sick, there's no way of, you know, and that's something that is essential when a company makes these products. I mean, I've been in this business for a long time. You need to establish procedures. Also, on the fiber product, they say it must bear a label informing consumers that you need to take a lot of fluid with the fiber because of potential consequences such as choking or intestinal obstruction. You know, you take a lot of fiber, you don't drink, you can have some serious health problems. The label bears an incorrect percent dietary value for total carbohydrates. There's total calories, calories from fat, and total fat are not declared on the product. Product labeling bears nutrient content claims but fails to comply with requirements for making such claims. Specifically, the labels bear the claim more antioxidant power than any other brand. Well, there's no basis for making that claim. They don't talk about, you know, what is it that gives it all these antioxidant properties. The labels also fail to identify the part of the plant. Is it the root, stalk, or leaves from each botanical ingredient? They fail to list the name and place of business of the manufacturer. See, when you make a supplement, you got to put down your address or a way to get in contact with you. That should be on the label. It's not. They say you should take prompt action to correct all the violations cited in this letter. Failure to promptly correct these violations may result in legal action without further notice, including, without limitation, seizure and injunction. And we don't know the current status of Balance of Nature. I mean, listening to their ads on the radio, they seem to be making similarly audacious claims with people with various very serious health conditions saying that they take their Balance of Nature and whatever condition it is they had is better. You know, in addition to the fact that their skin is glowing, their hair is growing, they feel strong, they feel great. These testimonials are really in the realm of medical claims for a product of dubious value. And they're spending enormous amounts of money to get to do those ad buys to get the word out to you. Radio stations strapped these days. They take the money and run. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888 888- 841-7216 or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today's Intelligent Medicine is not all about alarmism. To switch to a subject of great practical import, there's an amazing study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. You could really call it unprecedented. And the title of the study is Grape or Grain, but Never the Twain? What's that about? A randomized controlled multi-arm matched triplet crossover trial of beer and wine. So what's that all about? Well, I note that the study was supported by a beer donation from Carlsberg, which provided the beer free of charge to the investigators for the sole purpose of utilization in the study and had no role in the design, conduct, or analysis of the trial. Okay, so they weren't shaping the trial. And also, the research was performed at Helios University Hospital in Wuppertal, Germany, okay, where they enjoy their beer, and they also enjoy their wine. Good wines over there, too. And they wanted to look at the practical question, what's the best way to mitigate the effects of alcohol consumption, to have beer before wine or wine before beer? And they, in fact, they quote some folk sayings. Every language has them. There are sayings in French and in German to that effect. But some English sayings, beer before wine and you'll feel fine. Wine before beer and you'll feel queer. Yeah? All right. What's your preference? Do you have any personal insights into which combo works best? You know, generally, if I'm going to drink, first of all, I don't drink very much anymore. But if I'm going to drink, I kind of stick to one beverage. it's going to be a wine night. It's going to be a beer night. Or occasionally I'll have like a hard drink, a cocktail. But you know, mixing drinks, probably not a great idea because you're just going to get too much alcohol. But anyway, so this is a very carefully designed study where one group got beer before wine, and then they switched to wine before beer. And it was a double-blind crossover, so they had an opportunity to see which had the most deleterious effects. And what they found was that, quote, our findings dispel the traditional myths, grape or grain, but never the twain, and beer before wine and you'll feel fine. Wine before beer and you'll feel queer regarding moderate to severe alcohol intoxication. However, there are some caveats. It doesn't really matter the order, but they're saying nowhere in the study does this vindicate the health effects, for positive or worse, of alcohol. They say furthermore, this is in line with a recent observation that no level of alcohol consumption improves health. And ultimately, they conclude rather humorously, finally, one should be mindful of the important benefits of a symptomatic hangover. You must take heed of red flags such as perceived drunkenness and or vomiting in order to reduce hangover intensity. Hangover is a protective warning sign that will certainly have aided humans over the ages to modify future behavior and hence pass on this evolutionary advantage to next generations. Cheers, they say. Okay, and this item, in this time of concern about coronavirus, a lot of well mothers are going to the hospital, mothers-to-be, that is, to deliver babies. But hospital is a little bit of a scary place to go to when A coronavirus epidemic is raging. So what about the alternative of home births? Well, here's a study on the safety of home births and whether home births are as safe as hospital births. It's from McMaster University in Toronto. The study examined the safety of place of birth by reporting on the risk of death at the time of birth or within the first 4 weeks. And this applies to normal risk moms, you know, high risk moms, you know, moms with medical conditions or moms who are older. This little item fell by my desk. This pertains to women who are otherwise healthy. The study is the first systematic review and meta-analysis of comparison of 500,000 intended home births versus hospital births in 8 countries. And here's what they found. Study found no clinically important or statistically different risk between home and hospital groups. So that's got to be reassuring to moms who are contemplating home birth, for sure. Here's something that we don't tend to think of as being helpful for impacting viral diseases. You know, we talk a lot about supplements like echinacea and elderberry and oregano, vitamin D, selenium, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin A, you know, on and on it goes. You know, I've published lists of immune supportive nutrients. But one that is often overlooked, probiotics. And it's interesting because probiotics have an impact on immunity. In fact, there are studies that suggest that probiotics reduce the downtime, the absenteeism in a population given probiotics. I believe it was in one of the Scandinavian countries. They wanted to see if workers had less absenteeism due to respiratory infections when they were given probiotics. And indeed, there was some protective effect of the probiotics. So here is a review on the subject of probiotics in relationship to reducing healthcare costs and societal impacts of flu-like respiratory tract infections in the USA. It's a study that was done, I guess it was last year or the year before. But might carry some relevance for what's happening now. What they found is that indeed there was a positive economic impact of using probiotics in terms of reducing the severity and duration of acute respiratory infectious conditions. They say that probiotics significantly reduced respiratory tract infection episode duration. So this study concludes that there was a positive impact of probiotic consumption on health outcomes in flu-like respiratory tract infections. Hey, might be applicable. I mean, we don't know yet. These studies need to be done on coronavirus. And the associated patient burden by reducing the number of respiratory tract infection episodes, the number of days patients spent with respiratory tract infection symptoms, the need for antibiotics. Improved patient outcomes translate into considerable cost savings for both the payer and society. These results suggest that recommending daily probiotic consumption may be justified for particularly at-risk populations, such as children or individuals with a shared indoor environment. Well, at this point, who's not a particularly at-risk population, right? This study shows incremental benefit, particularly in vulnerable populations. So that's why they're saying that. There's also the possibility that probiotics might contribute to reducing both healthcare spending and out-of-pocket costs for the management of flu-like illnesses. So a very cool study underlining the importance of probiotic use for respiratory tract infections. Cool study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife, Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Now let's take a look at the effects of diet on cognitive function. There's a study that basically substantiates the view that you need to eat your fruits and vegetables. Intake of vegetables and fruits through young adulthood is associated with better cognitive function in midlife in the U.S. general population. Okay, so this doesn't necessarily constitute a recommendation that you take fruit and veggie pills, as I ran down earlier this hour. But it does suggest that a diet high in the polyphenols and fibers and natural nutrients in fruits and vegetables helps the brain. They say that the study supports the long-term benefits of vegetable and fruit consumption on cognitive performance, except those vegetables and fruits with relatively low fiber content, such as potatoes and fruit juices. Those didn't do as good as real whole berries and other, say, cruciferous vegetables, leafy green vegetables. Those were preferable to French fries and orange juice in terms of improving cognitive function. This is another study that looks at diet and brain function. It's from American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Dietary patterns and cognition. Food for thought or still more thought necessary? Well, it's all based on a study that looks at carbohydrate quality and cognitive impairment in late life using something akin to a Mediterranean diet. Diet quality was assessed according to the Mediterranean diet and DASH diet models. DASH diet, in my opinion, a little too high in carbohydrates, but they say these results provide evidence that adherence to healthy dietary patterns in midlife is associated with a lower risk of cognitive impairment in late life in Chinese adults. Big study. Well, China, they always get a lot of people recruited. And they conclude that a low GI diet, low glycemic index diet, characterized by consumption of less processed carbohydrates such as whole grains, seeded bread, pulses, legumes, fruits, and nuts, would be associated with better cognitive function compared to a high glycemic index diet, which is high in sugars and processed carbohydrates. And finally, this one on the brain. And they looked at blood tests which evaluated levels of fats in the blood, specifically looking at something called elaic acid, E-L-A-I-D-I-C. That's a marker for trans fats in the bloodstream. And they say, since serum elaic acid levels are likely to reflect industrially produced trans fat intake, our findings raise the possibility that avoiding the intake of foods high in trans fat may reduce the risk of future onset of dementia. Whoa, how about that? That's a big duh. They found that the risk of dementia was about 30 per 1,000 person years for people with the highest elaic acid levels, and it was about 21 per 1,000 person years among people with the lowest levels. In other words, it was a complete bulwark against getting dementia, but the risk of dementia much higher for people consuming elaic acid. Where do people get it? Sweet pastries appeared to be the strongest contributor to elaic acid levels, followed by margarine, candies and caramels, croissants, non-dairy creamers, and ice cream. They say because elaic acid is an exogenous fatty acid foreign to the human body, it's essential to check the nutrition facts label for 0 grams trans fat. And the problem is that up to a half gram trans fat can be labeled 0 grams trans fat. So there's a little bit of a deception there on labeling. And you also want to check an ingredients list for no hydrogenated oils in every food product you buy, according to a doctor who was not part of the study. So, okay, lots of fruits and vegetables, low glycemic index diet, diet quality matters, no trans fats if you want to prevent dementia. All right, if you want to address fatigue, here's an idea. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness, it works on the mitochondria. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT-Factor specifically repairs the damaged walls or membranes of mitochondria. And clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reduces aging symptoms. It's available in ProPacks. That's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs, plus fish oil. But say you have your own favorite brands of your multi and your fish oil, and you just want NT-Factor alone. Well, there's Healthy Aging, the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support, a pure NT-Factor, and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. Now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shop, you could still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. They've got a new website. They're very proud of it, so check it out. All right. This item has to do with, let's talk about how our healthcare system is going into the crapper, and, how do we save money? It turns out the United States spends more on healthcare than any other country, costs approaching 18% of the GDP, the gross domestic product. But there's a lot of waste. And this review shows that there is nearly 25% of total healthcare spending is sunk into wasted costs. The estimated cost of waste in the U.S. healthcare system ranged from $760 billion to $935 billion. That's almost a trillion. Overtreatment or low-value care, $75 billion to $101 billion. Pricing failure, $230 to $245 billion. In other words, getting, the drug companies, they charge too much to the government and to insurance companies. Fraud and abuse, $58.5 to $83.9 billion. Administrative complexity, that's a big one, $265 billion. The middleman, all that stuff that's is interposed between you and your doctor. So nearly $1 trillion in wasted healthcare costs. That's 25% of total healthcare spending. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Find out more at drhoffman.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. Download our podcasts. Have yourselves a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.